Tormes.
The town of Fussen and the History Channel extend their greetings to you on the banks of the River Lech. As the medieval roads were in a disastrous condition, transport, wherever it went, used the rivers. No wonder, therefore, that rafting had a great economic importance for the town. Since as early as 1427, there had been evidence of a rafter's guild, which down here on the banks of the Lech had its moorings. From March, when the first snow and ice melted, resulting in the water rising in the Lech, until well into November, the rafts could move down the Lech to Augsburg, or even further to the Danube, and as far as Imperial Vienna. And everything that was piled up in the Fussen traders' warehouses and vaults was transported. Fussen's rafters were only allowed to go as far as Schongau. Then the transport was taken over by the rafters working there. The sections into which the medieval heavy transport routes were divided made it possible for the citizens of every town to make a living. Right up into the late 19th century, the river was the fastest, cheapest, and safest way of transporting goods of all kinds. It was the railway that first almost put an end to the rafts and deprived the rafters of their wages and their bread. And on top of that, as time went on, the River Lech had to provide electricity, and with all the many locks, there was soon no room left for rafts. But in return, Fussen got its own lake. Lake Forgen was flooded in the 50s, and its 16 square kilometres make it Bavaria's fourth largest lake. Its most important purposes include regulating the level of water in the Lech, which, as a mountain river, can still be unpredictable, especially when the snow melts in the spring. From June onwards, the lake is full and is a paradise for those who enjoy water sports.
Thank you for your attention. The town of Fussen and the History Channel wish you a pleasant stay. Auf Wiedersehen and goodbye. Tormes looks forward to meeting up with you again at some other place.